into the flour, the May Peris does not make it chimetz. That's the pshat. There's lemaisa, the mtsiyas, there's no chimetz here. That's why if you eat it on Pesach, you're not chayav koros. Now, before Rashi says, what's wrong if you like swallow down the matzah? Why are you not yoytze? So the bottom Rashi said, the lav derech achila kochle. You're not eating the derech achila. The derech to eat matzah is by chewing it. If you dissolve it in water and swallow it down, that's not called the derech achila. So the kitzah pshat from our Gemara is that you can only make matzah out of these five type of grains. That these grains, if you let them stay with water, they could come with the chimutz. That's why yoytzi de mitzvahs matzah. Mashen came by rice and by milk, even if you let it stay with water, it will not come with the chimutz, therefore you're not yoytzi de mitzvahs matzah. And who are by May Paris were coming out now, that putting May Paris into flour does not make it chimutz, therefore you're not yoytzi de mitzvahs, therefore, there's no chiyuv koros for eating it on Pesach. It's not considered you're eating chametz. Something more vital. The Mishnah says, yoytze b'demai v'maiser. If you have a flour that's demai, you bought it from an amoritz, still you could yoytze the mitzvah. Fretu d'gmor, demai, holoi chozilei. The terakashr is demai, but with the rabbonin, you're not allowed to eat this until you first take off trumas maiser. So why could it be yoytze the mitzvah's matzah? And the Gemara, Kivon the boy mafkul nichse. If a person would want to make all his nechasim, all his property hefka, make it like onus list, his heavy oni, then the person himself would become a poor man. Be'oichol demai, then he's allowed to eat demai. We'll soon see that's a mishnah like that. Therefore, the Mara says, hashtanami, right now, even though you did not give up all your property, even though you're a rich person, still we say chazilei. It's considered as if demai is roy for you to eat. We'll soon see what Rashi says. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'achilan es onim demai. If you have an oni, you're allowed to feed him demai. V'yesach sanoi demai. If you have a guest over your house, you also, the guest, the Mishnah there says, the Rashi says, it means if you have the army men that used to stay by the people houses, so you have to feed them, you're allowed to feed them demai. V'yom ha'rafuna tona, the Funa said like this, tona learned like this, Be'sham is the one that says, no, you're not allowed to feed the poor people demai. Be'sil says, no, there's a kula that you are allowed to feed the poor people and the army men demai. So therefore, what's the pshat? Why are you yoytze the mitzvah's matzah? So let's see Rashi. Rashi learns pshat. The top Rashi, demai holy chazile. If you're aminu lekamon, we learned later, mishia sura mishum ba toicho chomitz levadoi ato yoytze bo lishum matzah. What type of a matzah are you yoytze? If the only type of an issa that could have been with it, that it would have been chomitz. Mashenkin yotze mishia shlo yisar acher. Mashenkin, you have a type of a dough that have some other yisar on it. You're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. So, or else another pshat Rashi says is heavily mitzvah bobi avera. If you're eating the matzah, but it has another iser on it, you're not yoytze the mitzvah because it's considered a mitzvah bobi avera. So the Gashi rules also, since it's demai and midrabboni nalarit demai, why are you yoytze the mitzvah? The Teretz says Rashi has to nami chazleis. Rashi learns pshat is to chumra the rabbonim bialmhu to roy the amoritz meisvenheim. That the whole yisayd of demai is only a very big chumra. The rabbonim just said like not to eat it. But they didn't really make it for chetz of an iser. Therefore, it's a right, if you have a poor person, the rabbonim will make him, you're allowed to feed him demai. Even though midiraisa, you're not allowed to feed him something that's osur, if it would be an iser tevel, it would be osur. Now, the pshat of the Rashi says, really, roi v'amoritz does take off trumas amaisers. So really, it should be mutatit. Just rabbonim gave a special chumra not to do it. So it's like mitchila, don't do it. But to give it to a noni, it's mutter. Therefore, now that you're eating it for matzah, the Rabbanan didn't say you're not yetzer the mitzvah's matzah. It's not considered a cheftzah the isurim. Therefore, you're yetzer the mitzvah's matzah. The Rashi says, "Lachanoi, chayolas malchay Yisrael, the army men, hamotolon abnei ayoros, the people in the city, lizoinim have to feed them. Logan aleim yoyveim, since the army men come to fight for them to protect them, the Yisraelim heim deo Yisrael, the army men are yidden, v'rei heim kaniim, hoyo v'einim b'mkoyimim. Since the army men are not at home now, they're away, so they're considered like poor people. That's why the lachri is you're allowed to feed them demai." So you just see that the Mai is the Pshat, it's only a Chumra B'Yalma, not a Chefsa D'Yisura, therefore you Yaitse Mitzvah Smatza with the Mai. Then the Mishnah says weiter that Maiserishin should not lo trumosai. If you have Maiserishin, that's the first tenth. After you took off Truma Gedolah, then you take off one tenth. He's supposed to give to a Levi, and the Levi now is supposed to take off Truma Smaiser. He takes off one tenth of that tenth. For the Gemara Pshita, ki dechivon should not lo trumosai chun hevei. If we're talking about Pasha that the Levi already took off the Truma Smaiser, he took off his tenth, so it's mamish chun. Everybody's allowed to eat it. What's the chiddush that you can make matzah from this? So Marian says, Lo Yitzricha, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, She'ekdimo b'shibolim. We're talking about that the Yisrael took the wheat when they were still in the zangin, in the shibolim, still in the stalks. V'not lo'emenu trumas meiser. And the first case, the first Yisrael took off right away trumas meiser, V'loi not lo'emenu truma g'dela. But he did not take off truma g'dela. Usually the way you're supposed to do it is, first you take off Truma Gedolah, and then you take off Maaser Rishon, and from the Maaser Rishon you take off another tenth to give to Truma Smaiser. Here this Yisrael right away went and took off the Truma Smaiser before he took off the Truma Gedolah. So the Gemara says now it's a chiddush that you're allowed to eat this wheat. Ukud Rabbi Yavua. It goes according to Rabbi Yavua. The Yomer Rabbi Yavua, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yavua said over in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that Maaser Rishon, if you have Maaser Rishon, Shehegdima Bishibolim, that you made it first, you took it when it was still in its stalks, is Potter Mitruma Gedolah. You should know you're Potter from taking off from it a Truma Gedolah. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'hari Moisem Mimenu Truma Sashem. You're supposed to take off Truma from this Maaser. So we darshin Maaser Mina Maaser. That you're supposed to take off Trumas Hashem means Maaser Mina Maaser. Take off Trumas Maaser from Maaser. So Idashin Maaser Mina Maaser Amati Lecho V'loi Truma Gedolah U'Trumas Maaser Mina Maaser. That if you made here Maaser Rishon, and from this Maaser Rishon you took off Trumas Maaser, even though you did not take off Truma Gedolah yet, still the Pasuk says Yepoter. You're allowed to eat this Truma now, even though you never took off Truma Gedolah. Those the Pasuk says that when you have Maaser Rishon, from Maaser Rishon, the chiyuv is to take off Trumas Maaser, one tenth to give it to the Kohen. But there's never a chiyuv to take off two type of Trumas from Maaser. So here, where the Yisrael did not take off Truma Gedolah first, but first he rather went straight to make Maaser, he took out one tenth for Maaser, and from that Maaser he's now taken off Trumas Maaser, the loch is he did not have to take off Truma Gedolah from here. Because that's this Pasuk, that Maaser Mina Maaser, V'loi Truma Gedolah Trumas Maaser Mina Maaser. So that's the Chiddush here. It's a tremendous Chiddush on the Mishnah. Even though he did not take off Truma Gedolah, still he's allowed to eat it. Like Rashi says, Shegdimo Bishibolim, as HaMaaser, the Yisrael, went and took off Maaser first, Hikdim the Truma Gedolah. Before he took off Truma Gedolah, he took off Maaser. Koydim Miruach, even before Miruach. The min hatera truma kredemus lemaiser midiraisa. First, you're supposed to take off truma gedola. The rachis kori rachmona. That's called the first thing. Or min anaiser. After you took off truma gedola, which midiraisa has no shear as much as you want, who naisein meiser rishon levi. Then you take off one tenth to give a levi. Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to. The yachshod herim halevi v'kidmu k'deish le'yachasrenu ha'koyin echad mechamishim. Now what happened was this Yisrael went straight and took off the Maaser Rishon and gave it to the Levi. And the Levi first went ahead and took off Trumas Maaser and did not take off Truma Gedolah. So the Lacher is, according to Rabbi Avuha, you're allowed to eat these peris now, even though you did not take off Truma Gedolah. So that's a tremendous chiddush. That such wheat that never had Truma Gedolah taken off, only Trumas Maaser, you're also allowed to eat. So the Gemara, Omalei Rav Papa Labayis, Rav Papa said to Abaye, Elo Mayate, if this is true, Afilu Hegdimo Bekri. What do you say only when you first take off the Maaser from the stalks? What about the first you took off the wheat and made a mamish into a kri? Or you separated the wheat from its stalks, and you made a whole pile of wheat, and you made a kri, you smoothed it down. The churadin should also be the same halacha. Nami lifter, that if you first take off Maaser Rishon, and then you took off Trumas Maaser before you took off Truma Gedolah, you should be potter. And we know the halacha is not like that. Or Malay, he answered back, Olech Omakron, this the Pasuk says, Mikol Mat Noisechem Torimu. from all yematonas she has to give off truma. We darshin as kol mikol matasech truma as kol truma sashem. That we darshin kol truma sashem means you have to give all type of trumas. You even have to give truma gedola and truma smaisa. So who is the steer in the psukim? For the gemara, my rayis, how do you make a difference? There it says, hay idgin v'hayl idgin. That idgin means, like we're saying, you took out the wheat and piled them up and smoothed down the pile. Midiraisa, right now, these wheat is mechuyiv now in truma gedola and truma smaiser. So once the chiyuv was chal upon this wheat, now, even if you go fast and take meiser first and truma smaiser, you do not pati yourself from taking off the truma gedola. Since you first made it into a pile, that the chiyuv truma gedola was already chal, the chiyuv cannot go off. That was saying a chiddush before for Rebbe Avuha, that there is a case that you could take Meister Rishon first and pati yourself from Truma Gedola. That's only if you did it when it's still in its stalks. That's before you made it Idgin, before you made it into a Kri. That the pshat from a stalk is when the wheat is still in the stalk, midiraisa, you're not mechuyiv yet to take off Truma Gedola yet. If you want to eat it, it's mutat eat it right now. It's only mechuyiv to take off. There's an istat eat it only when it comes Idgin into a Kri. But the lacher is, if you want to, though, you could take off truma gedola and truma smaiser. So when the wheat is still in its stalks, that right now there's no chiv yet of truma gedola, then we darshan the pasuk that if you fast go ahead and make maiserishin and take off truma smaiser from the maiserishin, that your potter from then on taking off truma gedola. That's because the truma gedola was never chal yet, because it was not idgin. So only if you want to, you can make it. Mashen came once the wheat became into a matzav of a kri, that you pulled out the wheat and you smoothed out the pile, that now that's called idgin, it's called kri. Midiraisa, it's mechuyiv to take off truma gedola. Once the chiyuv was chal, we say the chiyuv can't go off. Then you always mechuyiv to take off truma gedola. Even in the case that you would take maaser rishon first and take off truma smaiser, that's the second pasuk that says no. Mikol matnosechem terim was called truma sashem. That a mother's a chiyuv, you always have to give truma gedola. So Mel, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that in the case where you took the truma smaiser from the stalks and you did not take truma gedola, the lacher is you're allowed to eat this wheat, there's no iser, and if you make matzah out of it, you yoytzi de chavosoi on Pesach. Yeah, Mora says weiter, maise sheni vehegdish sheniftu. That's what the Mishnah says, that you are yoytzi de chavos a matzah. Shita fet gemara vada, why not? If you're niftu, you're paid to them, it's mutte, it's chulim. And here we're talking about when you appointed the Maaseh Sheni, you took money and said that the Kedusha of the Perish should go on the money, or else you took the Hegdish and you said the Kedusha of the Hegdish should go on the money, you did not give a Chaymish. It's the extra fifth that you're supposed to. For Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is the Ein Chaymish Makiv. That even though you didn't give the Chaymish is not Makiv. Still, the Pidyon is Chal, and therefore it's Yosel Chulin. Therefore, you ate to the mitzvah's matzah with such a type of a flour. The Gemara says, "Why to them? For a kahanim bechalo uvetruma. That the kahanim could be ate to the mitzvah's matzah if they eat, they take it from chalom or from truma. For the Gemara also pshita avada. Why not? Kahanim are allowed to eat a chala and truma." Now, the time I would think, matzah, shav l'chol adam binan, maybe you have to have matzah. That shav, everybody could eat it, even in Yisrael also, kamash v'lo no. Matzah is matz ribu. There's a special ribu that lav davka matzah that a Yisrael could eat, even though it's only roi for kayin, also it's mutter. As I would think, havimina, it has to be such a matzah that's mutter for everybody. And here it's not mutter for everybody, kamash v'lo no, even though it's only mutter for kayin, but since the kayin is the one that's eating it, the male is Yaitza the mitzvah. Right, then the Mishnah says, Avoloi betevel. If you have tfuah, that tevel, this wheat, that you do not take off any truma semaisris, you're not Yaitza the mitzvah. In fact, Yomar Pshita, Havad, you're not Yaitza. The Chura, like we had before, either Rashi said it was a mitzvah bov yaveira, or else with Ashen Apostle, Leitochel Chometz, there could only be an Yaitza Chometz. Mashenken here, Achutz from the Yaitza Chometz, there would also be an Yaitza of tevel. So Havad, you're not Yaitza the mitzvah. So Yomar answers, Betevel Tobim with Rabbonin. We're talking about such tevel that only has a chiv midrabonin to take off trumas to maisris. What's the case? Shezoru ba'otzus sheino nokuf. You plant it in a flower pot that does not have a hole on the bottom. Since there's no hole on the bottom, midirais, it's not called mechub lekarka, there's no chiv trumas to maisris. Kamash v'lon, even though that midrabonin there is a chiv tevel,
But since it's only midrabbanan, I would think maybe you are yetzer the mitzvah. Kamashmala, no. Even by an itzah midrabbanan, still we say it's considered a mitzvah bab yaveri. Like Rashi says, tell them midrabbanan. Fiyakvilu hachi, there's a psul here for mitzvah bab yaveri. Choshev lo. Le'domile demai. I before by demai we said it's also only yasim midrabbanan, and there you are yetzer the mitzvah matzah. And there it was, because there, since we find other heterim, it was a riot's only yichum rabbi alma. Mashen can hear this tevil is mamish osim midrabbanan. So midrabbanan, you're not yoytzer the mitzvah matzah. It's possible to say no, even midrabbanan also you're not yoytzer, because it's also considered a mitzvah habob yaveru. Fight the v'loy b'maisa rishon shloim not la trumosai. And if you have maisa rishon, you do not take off the truma, you also not yoytzer. So Rashi gosalka daidich b'trumas maisa komer, that you did not take off trumas maisa at all. For the gemara pshita avadah zanisya deraisi yichayiv misef yitzach tvua. If you did not take off the trumas maizah, so why do you not yoytze the mitzvahs matzah? And the gemara lo tzricha shegdimu b'kri. We're talking about, no, that you did take off the trumas maizah from this tfu. In other words, you first made a b'kri, you first took the wheat, and took out the kernels, and piled them up, and smoothed out the pile. So it was already mechuyiv midrais to give off truma gedolah and maizahs. And what happened was, you right away took just maizah, and from the maizah you took off trumas maizah. But you did not take off truma gedolah yet. In such a case, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. What's the chiddush? The time I would have thought, k'diyomalei Rav Papa liabayim, like Rav Papa asked Akasha to Abaye before, why don't we dash in the posek even in a case where you already made the tfu into a kri? Even so, why don't we say, Rabbi Avuha halacha before, that when you make meiser and then you take off trumas meiser, there's no chiyah to take off truma gedolah anymore, and there's no iser, kamash mulon, so the chiddush is no. Kiddushani, like he answered, that we have another pasuk that's mashma. No, you always have a chiyuv to take off truma gedola. And what's the chiluk? Because here we're talking about bidigun. Here we're talking about first you took this wheat and made it into a pile, so midiraisa it's mechiyuv already to take off truma gedola. Once the chiyuv is chal midiraisa to take off truma gedola, later even if you take off maiserishin and then trumas maiser, still the chiyuv of truma gedola is there. The truma gedola chiyuv does not go off. Only in the case before, where you were marked in bishibolim, where it was still in its stalks. So midiraisa was in mechuyiv and truma gedolah. Then if you take off meiser and trumas meiser, there you are part of him giving off truma gedolah. So the moravaita. For loy b'meiser sheni v'hegdish lo niftu. If you have meiser sheni, that's osa tit chutz miyushlayim. And if you have hegdish, it's osa tit. So if you were not poigder it, it's you're not yoytzid yibdei mitzvahs matzah. For the Gemara also pshita, it's an issi diraisa titem, it's a mitzvah of yavera. And the Gemara liyerlam de nifto, we're talking about, no, you did make a maisa pidyon. You took something and you said that the kedusha should go off this maisa shenu hegdish onto something else. Umayla nifto, what does it mean you did not make a pidyon then? Shula nifto kilchosen, you did not do it the way you're supposed to. What does that mean? Maisa sheni shepodu agabi yasimon. Maisa sheni means you took your peris, your wheat here, that's maisa sheni. And instead of being paid with on money, you took a blank coin that has no picture on it. That's called an asimon, a blank coin. The Rachamon, or Mother Torah, says, v'tzatu ha-kesef, you have to use money that has a tzur on it. V'dashin dover sheyesh lo tzura, only such money that has a picture on it. That's called a good kesef to be paid with ma'aseh sheni. So here he did not use such a coin, therefore it's not chal b'diraisa, therefore it's regular ma'aseh sheni. But that's the chiddush, that even though we try to do a ma'aseh pinyin, still it's not chal. For hegdish, what's the case for hegdish? Shechilulu agabe karka. You use karka, you apply it with agabe karka. The Rachman, or Mother Torah, says, v'nosan ha-kesev komloi. That how can you be paid the hegdish? You have to give something. V'dashin dover ha-nitim miyad liyad, you can hand it over. V'ashankin karka, you can't hand over karka, therefore you cannot be paid the hegdish with karka. Yeah, so the more, Tana Rabon, we learned, Yochol yoytze yod demidei chavosoi betevel. I would think maybe a person could be yoytze his chiyuv matzah if he makes it out of wheat that's still tevel. Shaloi nesakin, that was not fixed. You did not fix the tevel. For the Gemara, kol tevel nami shaloi nesakin. What do you mean you didn't fix tevel? The taich of tevel is tevel means that the parents before you took off trumas maisers. Ella, what it means to say is betevel shaloi nesakin kol tzorkei. That I would think a person could be yoytzes mitzvahs matzah with type of wheat, that tevel means he did not fix it completely. What does that mean? Either shenot lememenu truma gedolah, v'lenot lememenu trumas meiser. that we said before, usually the Seder is when you have the wheat that grow in Eretz Yisrael, first you have to take off Trum Gedoyla, Midiraisa, that's anything, but the Rabbanon, it's 1/50th, and then you have to take off Meiser, which is 1/10th of what's left over, and give it to the Levi, and then the Levi is supposed to take off Trumas Meiser, and then you have to take off Meiser Sheni, or else Meiser Oni. The first and second year it's Meiser Sheni, the third year it's Meiser Sheni, the third year and 60th it's Meiser Oni. So now, what about you took off Truma Gedola, but you did not take off Trumas Meiser? Or else Meiser Rishon, V'loi Meiser Sheni. You took off Meiser Rishon, and you did not take off Meiser Sheni. V'yafilo Meiser Oni. Even if the only thing that's missing on the third or sixth year, you did not take off Meiser Oni. How do I know that's on such wheat? You are not Yoitza Yidei Mitzvahs Matzah, if you make it into Matzah. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz. Don't eat Chometz. So, and Shibas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzahs. So Idashin Mishi is Suri Mishum Ba Teichel Olav Chometz. The only type of wheat or flour that you Yoitza Matzah is with such a flour that if you let it become Chometz, that would be the only Isser upon it. Only that it's Chometz. Yotze Zeh Mashenkin, this type of wheat here, Shein is Suri Mishum Ba Teichel Chometz. It's not only Osir if it would have become Chometz because of Chometz, Elim Mishum Ba Teichel Tevel, but because there are other Isser upon it. Either it's Meiser, he didn't take off Meiser Roni, he didn't take off Meiser Sheni, he didn't take off Trumas Meiser, because it's all these Isurim, therefore you're not Yoitza Mitzvahs Matzah with it. Like, what are you saying? The Chur, you're saying that you have to have the Yisr Chometz. So these things, this Tevil that you did not take off, the Trumas, you don't have an Yisr Chometz, you only have an Yisr Tevil. For the Gemara, why not? The Chur, there should also be an Yisr Chometz. Hey, so have a minor is now that you only yoitzi a day mitzvahs matzah on such type of a flour that would have an Yisr Chometz on it. Now this tevel would not have an Yisr Chometz at all. That's the most kasha, why not? True, it has an Yisr tevel on it, but still it will become Chometz, like there will be two Yisrim here. It would be tevel still, but it would also be Chometz. And for the Gemara, Omarav Sheshis, Homani Reb Shimini. I tell you, this price that goes according to Reb Shimini. The Yomar ain't Yisr Chalal Yisr. No, there's a Chalal ain't Yisr Chalal Yisr. Therefore, since the Yisr Tevel was Chal first, then it became Chametz, the Yisr Chametz would not be Chal on this type of a dough. The Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimon Einer, Ho'eichon Nevela B'yom HaKim.